From WABE News in Atlanta, I'm Dennis O'Hare. About an hour ago, an attorney representing indicted former Atlanta Public School Superintendent Dr. Beverly Hall spoke with members of the media. Yesterday, Hall's attorneys filed a motion asking for a delay in Hall's upcoming trial on charges connected to the Atlanta Public Schools cheating scandal. Hall is undergoing what's described as enhanced treatment for breast cancer. WABE's Rose Scott was among those speaking with Hall's attorney this afternoon. She joins me now in the studio. Rose, are there any new developments since the motion for the trial delay was filed yesterday?
Dennis, basically Richard Dean, one of Hall's attorneys, basically just reiterated pretty much what was in the motion they filed. Dean says that with the chemotherapy that Dr. Hall is undergoing, she simply would not be available for trial and not available to help her own attorneys prepare for trial.
It's going to seriously compromise her immune system. And as I understand it, it's a fairly routine thing for a treating physician in a circumstance like that is to try to limit the public exposure of a person to germs, disease of various sorts, and infections, obviously.
Dennis, the hearing on this motion is scheduled for this Thursday in Judge Jerry Baxter's courtroom.
Rose, an obvious question. On Thursday, when that hearing is held, is there any indication that Dr. Hall will be there?
It's a very good question, and her attorney addressed that.
Obviously, she is the defendant in the case. She has a right to be present for any and every hearing. I need to confer with Dr. Weakland to see what whether her condition will allow her to be present.
So, Dennis, it's just a wait and see when the hearing begins on Thursday.
And the judge has a number of options here because there are many more defendants other than Dr. Hall, even though the prosecution alleges that it was she who was at the center of the APS cheating scandal.
Exactly. He could delay the trial for Dr. Hall and could continue with the other 13 defendants.
WABE's Rose Scott. She will continue to follow it. Rose, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dennis.
WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education.